are back with more Food Talk STL with David Craig and his guests on 590 The Fan, KFNS, and KFNS.com.
Hey, we're broadcasting from the Bomarito Automotive Group studios in Webster Groves at KFNS. By the way, today is a perfect day to go shopping for a car. I mean, it's in the 60s. It's December. I am wearing short pants in December. I feel very happy about that. Had we done the remote broadcast at Vom Foss in Maplewood, I probably wouldn't have worn shorts. Probably would have worn some nicer clothes. But some of the folks that were going to visit with us in Maplewood are actually in studio with us because Maplewood is just a hop, skip, and a jump. You're right up against Webster. We have first, well, let's go left to right here. We have Rochelle Lecuyer. Is that
correct.
Close enough?
Yes.
Okay, with the city of Maplewood, and Janine Beck, who is with, that's correct?
That's correct.
Okay, with Maplewood Chamber of Commerce.
That is correct. Good morning.
You guys know each other?
Yes.
Yes.
Do y'all ever have jurisdictional battles? I mean, do you guys probably work very well together.
We have. Well, I mean, first of all, both of our jobs are to promote Maplewood. Mm-hmm. So that makes it really easy for us to work together. Sometimes the issues come up with just promotional things. You know, the chamber promotes their members, and I'm kind of the umbrella to promote the city. So they're just a little bit different of a focus.
And I said I wanted to ask you about Maplewood's ban on food trucks, which happened, I think, back in the spring and the council or whatever you have, didn't they?
And I wouldn't say there was so much of a ban on it. It just was a new, you know, food trucks are very new to the region. Just from, you know, and from a perspective of, you know, the economy has been, you know, very difficult to deal with as a business owner. And this is a great way, you know, I mean, it's kind of the American dream. You have your own business, you're running, you know, nobody wants to prevent that. But, you know, our focus for the last 30 years has been to build our downtown area back. Mm-hmm. And we're never going to get it back to what it was when the streetcars were running. There's never going to be a department store in Maplewood again. But we work really hard every day to support the independent business owners that are there. And we've done capital improvements and, you know, especially have seen since 2008, everybody has dug their heels in very deep into the ground to keep their business running. So, you know, I think that was the initial concern. And really, traffic-wise, it would be very difficult to accommodate a food truck in our downtown area. So what the council did was they found a place where they could go easily, Sun and Business Park. And right now, they are allowing food trucks to go to Sun and Business Park.
Well, that was my thinking was because we were over there. I took my mother-in-law to do absentee voting over there. And looking around there, I said, wait a minute, this is all part of Maplewood. And, you know, I don't know what kind of canteens and cafeterias they have in that facility, but it may be less easy for those folks to scoot up to White Castle or go into town to Tiffany's or Home Wine Kitchen or Foundation, you know, all the great places to eat there along the strip in Maplewood. So you've answered my question. You can take a food truck, and I know we have people who run food trucks. Are they there most days?
Have been one or two permits that have been issued. You need a permit, you know, it's kind of a business license type deal. It's not that difficult to come in, just see our city clerk, fill it out. But you do need that paperwork done before you can.
And Janine, welcome. Hi there.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. And you were going to join us over at Vom Foss, but you've made your way across the border into Webster.
I have.
You all have a great event, and I don't know how food-related it is. I'm sure the food people are involved somewhat. You have a great event coming up this coming Friday night, December 7th. And would you tell listeners what it is and how they can participate?
Absolutely. It is our 11th annual Christmas Tree Walk. And, you know, Rochelle and I talk about it sometimes. And last year, we, you know, it's sort of like it's taking a page out of a Charles Dickens novel. We have costume carolers. We have carriage rides that make their way down Manchester, which you don't see that every day. But very exciting. We do a grand lighting of the Christmas tree. And again, we have the carolers there. Santa arrives in style right from the North Pole, but he's escorted in on a fire truck.
Nice.
Which, of course, is very exciting. And then after that, really, it's just about getting people into the businesses to shop. And our restaurants, our retail boutiques, they are all open. They're all running specials. And it's not just about, I mean, I guess the whole the point of it is to get people to shop locally that day or that evening. But more importantly, and what we hear more and more, is that they come back throughout the holiday season to keep on shopping. Just another way, kind of, you know, Rochelle's events, the city's events, the chamber's events, it's all about, you know, bringing people that day, bringing awareness of Maplewood again, because there's some people that still don't know how much it's grown, and they're always surprised when they come back. So,
well, and I can certainly tell the difference. I moved to St. Louis in 1988, and I can remember, and I worked downtown and lived out in West County, and I can remember a couple of times, days I would be very sleepy rather than get on the interstate. I'm going to go down here and get on at Shodo down by the Eat Right Diner and go all the way out to Manchester on Shodo/Manchester. And just seeing the changes in the downtown area are tremendous. And I will ask both of you, how big a deal was Schlafly Bottle Works taking over that former grocery store location?
That was huge. First of all, I cannot imagine doing my job without Schlafly being there. They came in as an anchor for what started, I would say, the whole rejuvenation of the restaurant scene in Maplewood. Once Schlafly was there, other people came. I started working for the city of Maplewood in the spring of 2005. It was just Schlafly, Monarch, Maya, and Tiffany's Diner, and Cousin mm-hmm. Hugo's. Now we have over 13 independently owned restaurants, and it is amazing what has happened. It's not that they're just not restaurants. Each one of them has been recognized either through the RFT, Best of, St. Louis Magazine, which you mentioned earlier. Home Wine Kitchen got Best New Restaurant this year. Achero has been mentioned numerous times. With awards, even nationally, they were recognized in Bon Appetit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just, you know, a bunch of food places. And then, I guess, you know, connected to that, we also have what I like to call the artisan food purveyors. we have Cacao Chocolate.
Yes.
He makes his chocolate there. Von Voss is a franchise, but they operate on what I would call an artisan level, as well as Penzi's. You wouldn't know that both of those places are franchises. And then St. Louis Cellars kind of rounds it out with, you know, just the service that they provide and getting you the opportunity to buy wines under $20 that give you the opportunity to, you know, venture into the wine world, where a lot of people are really, you know, intimidated by that. You go into St. Louis Cellars and they're fantastic, and they walk you through the whole process, and they even gift wrap your items for you. So does Cacao, and, you know, I mean, so you have this, like, whole, you know, meet the owners there,
yep.
The food's made there. It's really amazing.
And Schlafly, and I'm not really saying this so much to suck up, but my take is that even though they are kind of like a big dog in town, they don't... they're a good neighbor. They're friendly.
The best corporate citizen I have ever met. I mean, it's just, they really care about Maplewood, and they care about the St. Louis region.
All right, now let me ask you, Janine, and you may know the answer to this. There's this big strip shopping center that used to have a Kmart, and I know I went over there once when I was out of work to the Missouri Department of Employment Security, or whatever it's called there. The Deer Creek Plaza.
Yes.
And what are they doing there? And is there going to be food in there? What's the deal?
You know, I have not. There have been. Rochelle actually may be able to answer this a little bit more. There have been, you know, there's different businesses that are, I guess, I believe, I don't know if they signed the deals. I know, like, Ross, there's a store called Ross that's going
there.
I have not heard of any restaurants, but it's like Marshall's, a dress barn. Those were some of the things that have been rumored to go in there. So I don't know. I'm always a little bit cautious until I know it's been signed on the dot, because I don't. But maybe Rochelle knows.
Is that what the new construction is, Ross?
It is. It's going to be a retail center. And, you know, that mall has just for the last it started before I came into Maplewood. The owner, John Ross, has been working and no relation to Ross Dress for Less. They have been working to try to reincarnate that center for over 10 years. And, you know, there are easements. There was the issue with the Metrolink being constructed. So now they're literally stripping the facade away and constructing a whole new look to the mall area. And it's just going to be really nice. It's going to be beautiful. And Ross Dress for Less is just this year entered the St. Louis market. So we're really excited about that. I think we're going to have the second or third one in the region.
Well, over the last 10, 15 years, there have been so many rumors about what's going to go. I mean, at one point I heard Clear Channel Radio was thinking about moving everything and moving all of their, you know, Live Nation and everything. I mean, that was one of the many rumors that. So, by the way, that's not an official rumor anymore. I'm just saying that was a rumor. By the way, if you're just punching by, this is Food Talk STL. It's on 590 The Fan, KFNS. We are a sports talk station most of the week, except for, you know, we have these shows on Saturday morning. We have the great soccer show that's on from 10 to 11. The hunting show with Ray I up at 6 in the morning for folks who are up early. And we were going to do today's show from Vom Foss over in Maplewood, but we didn't because of some technical issues. However, we've got some Maplewood folks here. We got Janine Beck from the Maplewood Chamber of Commerce, and we have Rochelle Lecuyer from the city of Maplewood.
And David, I would say that we could consider food a sport in Maplewood.
Okay, I'll go. And of course,
competitive. Yeah.
590 does remotes.
Contact.
All kinds of places. Tell me about the foodie guide that you've got here, Rochelle.
Oh, the Maplewood Foodie Guide, which you can get from our website. You just order it for free from cityofmaplewood.com/foodie with an IE. We developed this guide. It actually covers all of the food-related businesses in Maplewood, and there are more than 50 of them. So everywhere, everything from Achero to White Castle is in this guide, and it's fantastic because it really shows the critical mass of food-related businesses that we have. And a lot of people, you know, they'll drive down Manchester and they'll think, oh, you know, I saw that place, but this really puts it all into perspective, and it's a great guide to have. Someone posted on our Twitter page over the summer, they said they were making this their summer assignment for themselves was to go to every place in our foodie guide. So I thought that was really great. I would like to see more people do that. But it covers really everything that we have to offer. And it's a great group of business owners. You know, we mentioned already that there are a lot of award-winning places. I think everything is worth trying. We did just recently have Pie Oh My open. It's a pie shop in Maplewood. She offers about 5 or 6 different flavors of pie a week. You can order mini pies or large pies for the holidays. And she has a whole list of special pies that she makes just for the holidays. She had lines.
Where is she?
She's on Sutton.
On Sutton. Okay.
Yeah. And it's just a block south of Manchester.
And there's another place there on Sutton that I kind of wanted to mention. And I stuck my head in there when you were doing the thing back in July where I emceed the, the dog costume contest. And my son's gone there a couple of times, called the Orbit Lounge.
Yes,
do you want to tell people what that is?
That is a really unique place that's opened recently in Maplewood. He has vintage pinball and skee ball machines. He has a really lovely bar that he's redesigned from what had been there previously. And it's just a great place to go with your friends and kick back. I celebrated my birthday there, and we got there at 5 o'clock on a Saturday, and my friends were still there at like 10 o'clock at night. So it's a lot of fun.
Do they have grub there as well as a beer?
They are working on the grub.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. They have wine and other and mixed drinks as well.
And Janine, again, your Christmas tree walk is set for Friday night.
Yes, it is.
When to when and where should I park if I come?
So 6 to 9 p.m. Of course, you can stay as late as you want. And you can park. There's the Marietta parking lot back there. Just find wherever you can, you know, Maplewood's never claimed to be the place where you'll find tons of parking, but you know, the Marietta parking lot, street parking, and, you know, just head over, help us light the Christmas tree, and more importantly, just spend money locally. And if it's not in Maplewood, spend your money locally.
Well, no, that's a good thing, and y'all did a great job of promoting Small Business Saturday last week and promoting everybody there in town.
Well, every Saturday is Small Business Saturday.
Well, yeah, okay. Hey, thank you guys for stopping in. And one of these days we'll do a show from Maplewood. That's Janine Beck with the Maplewood Chamber and Rochelle Lecuyer with the City of Maplewood. Thanks for stopping by, guys. We'll talk to you soon. Our show is Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan. Okay, we've been rather Maplewood-centric here for the last few minutes. We're going to talk about a restaurant coming to Kirkwood. Or actually, it's just moved from West County into Kirkwood here recently. That'll be in our next segment.